So we're going to learn through a little bit this morning about the sugya of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh. It might be a misnomer to give this title because that's a question in and of itself. Is there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh? And who is Pater, who is Chayiv? What are the parameters of this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? And let's go through the sugya together this morning. So the sugya really begins in Pesachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to talk who is Chayiv to be Aliyah L'Regel in the first place. Are we from the group of people who is chayiv to be oleh regel, or should we assume that we're not chayiv at all? So says the Gemara in Pesachim, a very simple Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, and we'll see in Tosfos exactly what connection this has to our sugya of aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh and aliyah l'regel from people who live in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, daf gimel amud beis, hahu arama. There was one non-Jew, he was a Roman, dehavas salik v'achol Pesachim b'Yerushalayim. This individual used to go every year, he would trick the Jewish people, and he would go up to Yerushalayim, and he would eat from the Karban Pesach. Amar, so he said to himself, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kol b'necha l'yochal bo, it says that a non-Jew is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, and it also says, Kol arel l'yochal bo, it says that a person who is an arel is not permitted to eat a Karban Pesach. V'ano, look, I tricked the Chachamim, ano haka achilna mishufri dishufri. Look at me, not only am I coming to eat kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm even eating this beautiful carbon of carbon Pesach, which Klal Yisrael takes so seriously. Look at me, I tricked the whole Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, so he's showing off to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira how he's been doing this trick for years and years, and he's been getting away with it all the years. He's been eating carbon Pesach, even though he's not Jewish, even though he's violating two Isurim in the Torah. Still, he's been priding himself over this fact. So says the Gemara. He tells us to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira brilliantly responds, Miko Safalach Me'alya. Let's see, did they really give you the best part of the carbon? Did they give you from the tail? So it was really a setup, it was a trick. Why? Amar Leilo. So he says back, no, they never gave me from the alya, they never fed me the tail of the animal. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, ki salkas lahasam, next time you go up to do this trick, next time you go to eat carbon Pesach, eim alahu, you should say to them, safali me'alya, I want you to feed me from the tail of the carbon Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was really setting him up, and we'll see in a second. Kisalik, when he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash the next time, the next year, he decides he's going to pull this stint. He's going to do what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told him to do. Amar lahu, me'alya safali. So he comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he tells the Kohen, excuse me, please give me a piece of meat from the tail of the Karban Pesach. Says the Kohen, Amar lei man amar lachachi, who told you that you should request a piece of meat from the tail? Amar lahu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. What do you mean? I was having a conversation with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told me that I should ask for a piece of meat from the tail of the Karban Pesach. Amar lei mai hai dekamat? So all the Kohanim are standing around. How could it be? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira knows that the Aliyah is the part of the Karban Pesach that we're makir v'agabi ha-mizbeach, right? That's the part of the Karban Pesach that we do not eat. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told you that you should request for a piece of meat from the Aliyah? So they thought about it and they realized obviously it was a setup. Badku Basrei, they looked into the matter and they found out that he was not Jewish and he was violating the Isra and the Torah. He's not really allowed to eat Karban Pesach. Vikatlu, so they killed him. Fine. Shalchalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, so they sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Look at you. You, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, you're all the way out in Netzivin. You live all the way out in the boondocks in this community out there in Netzivin. And look, Mitzudcha Prusa B'Yerushalayim. Look, your power, your force is so far reaching that even in Yerushalayim, when you're not even here, you're not present, you were able to stop a disaster from happening. You were able to stop a non-Jewish person from eating from Karban Pesach. Look at the power of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Ask Tosfos an obvious kasha. What do you mean? They sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira to tell him how unbelievable a trick he pulled on this non-Jew that he lives in Netzivin and there in Yerushalayim, and still he was so powerful he was able to pull off his trick so many miles away. Why wasn't he there? Don't we have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? So where was he? It's a good kasha, no? Where was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Why didn't they go and ask him? Who is this guy? How'd you tell him? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira wasn't there. He was home. He was in Netzivin. So what's he doing in Netzivin? Everyone has a mitzvah. Yirah calls a churcha. So what's going on? So it says Tosfos three answers. Tosfos' first answer is, number one, Shelo hayelo karka. Tosfos says, and Tosfos also says in Chagiga daf beis, Dira maschol chutz, same thing, that number one is lo hayelo karka. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira did not own land in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll see the therefore in a minute. So that's Tosfos' first answer, that it seems clear that if a person does not own land in Eretz Yisrael, he's not chayev to be oleh regel. Answer number two, says Tosfos, he was a zaken o she'eno yachal lahalech beraglav, departur mipesach kamori mir'iyah. Second answer that Tosfos gives is, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira not come up to the Beis HaMikdash to be oleh regel? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah was an old man, and a person who can't walk anymore is pater from Karban Pesach and from Re'iyah. And answer number three, says Tosfos, is Inami Netzivin Chutz La'aretz. Answer number three is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah lived in Chutz La'aretz, way out in Netzivin, that was not in Eretz Yisrael at all. And if a person lives in Chutz La'aretz, it seems to say in this Tosfos that he's not Chayiv in Aliyah L'Rebbe. So that would, number one, that would disqualify all of us from the whole mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rebbe. So let's just look for a few minutes into this Tosfos, into the three answers. What's going on here? Number one, now Acharonim have a difficult time explaining all three Terutzim of Tosfos. What exactly is going on here? What's with each one of the Terutzim on their own? It has a few things to point out about it. So on answer number one, the Tosfos gives, Lo hayu lo karka. He didn't have any land in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore what? Why is a person who doesn't own land, why is he pater from Aliyah L'Regel? So says the, in number three on the sheet, you'll see, the Gemara says Himsachim as follows. We have a pasuk Loyachmanu Shasartzicha. We have Avtacha. The Rabbanu Shalom gives us Avtacha that when we go up to the Aliyah L'Regel, what's going to happen? All the men are not home. Only the women are home with the young children. So that's the perfect time for anyone to come and steal all our property and to break into the house, do whatever they want. So says the pasuk, we have Avtacha lo yachmud ish hasaratzecha ba'aloscha leiros as p'nei Hashem. You have nothing to worry about. The Rabbanu Shalom is looking out for all your property. Nothing's going to happen. Says the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ches, kol mi she'en lo karka be'eretz Yisrael pater min ariyah. Based on this Avtacha that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us, based on this pasuk that says that no one's going to start up with your property, no one's going to steal your land, we learn out a din by the wayside that anyone who doesn't own land, and obviously is not included in this Avtacha, would not be chayiv to go up to be Ola Regal at all. Okay, so that's the Gemara Pesachim. So that's where Tosfos is coming from. The Mishnah Lamelech in the second parak in Chagiga, Halacha Aleph, is Matmi on the Rambam. How can we look through the Rambam, Hilchas Chagiga, Hilchas Karm Pesach, Hilchas everything, and you don't find anywhere that the Rambam says that a person who doesn't own karka in Eretz Yisrael is pater min ariyah? We have Mefurish Gemara here in Pesachim Daf Ches. Gemara tells us that a person who is not going to have this Avtacha, a person who Hashem is not going to watch over his property because he doesn't have any, is pater min ariyah. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So how come the Rambam does not quote this halacha? That's the kasha that the Mishnah Malach asks. And he ends off that he finds it very hard to understand why the Rambam had this Hashmata, why the Rambam leave this out. If you look at the Turi Yevon, so the Turi Yevon over there explains, Maseches Chagiga, the Turi Yevon explains, right in the beginning, based on a Mishnah in the beginning of Chagiga. The Mishnah tells us, HaKol Chayam Beri'iyah, everyone's Chayav in being Ola Regel. However, there are three exceptions. Chutz, Mecheres, Shot, V'Katam. Three examples of people who are not Chayav in Aliyah the Regel. Cheres, Shot, and Akatan. Says the Turi Yevon, for some reason, the Mishnah does not list a person who doesn't have karka. So the Turi Yevon writes, it seems clear from this Mishnah that a person who doesn't have karka is still chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Otherwise, he should be excluded from those who are chayiv. Yet the Mishnah doesn't include him in the list. So that's why the Turi Yevon writes that obviously he's not going to be pater, and that's maybe what the makar of this Rambam is. Why does the Rambam leave out this halacha that a person who doesn't have karka is pater from Aliyah L'Regel? Answer is, says the Turi Yevon, because it should have left him out in the whole list of people that are left out from the Mishnah. Yeah?
Are you saying that you have to vote? Get the
we're not up to Chutz La'aretz yet. We're in the first Teretz. So that gets us to our next point. Ask the Shem Yishmuel, B'Shem his father, the Avnei Nezer. You know, it's interesting. Avnei Nezer was both. He was a dual personality. He was the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, but he was also the Avnei Nezer. So he was a shtickle Chassidish, and he was a shtickle. You see that there was no problem in those days. So the Shem Yishmuel, who's the son of the Avnei Nezer, wrote Svar Machsidus, and once in a while he quotes beautiful Vertlach from his father, the Avnei Nezer. So over here, Frek the Shem Yishmuel, B'Shem his father, he said his father used to ask this kasha. What does the Pasuk say? Lo yachmod ish hasaratzecha ba'aloscha leirol har es p'nei Hashem, right? We have a Avtacha over here that when we're going to be Ola Regel, no one's going to start up with our property. From here, the Gemara Darshan's Himsachim Dafches, anyone who doesn't own property in Eretz Yisrael is Patim in our ear. What do you mean? What does the Pasuk mean? All the Pasuk means to tell me is, you have a promise that when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, nothing's going to happen. When you go up to Aliyah L'Regel, nothing's going to happen to your property that you left behind. That's not a prat in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's not coming to define the mitzvah. That's coming to tell you that you have nothing to worry about when you go up. But how do we learn from there that a person, how do we learn from that Pasuk? It's a simple Pasuk. It's a Pasuk that tells me that no one's going to steal your property. How do we learn from there and add a din that a person who doesn't have karka is pater min hariyah? It's very strange. That's the kasha of the Avnei Nezer. Answers the Avnei Nezer as follows. He says, no, obviously you see from here that one of the major factors in being Ola Regel is the following. We have a beautiful concept that the Avnei Nezer writes, what a person is supposed to feel when he's being Ola Regel. He says it's not just that a person should three times a year go and bask in the glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he should feel the incredible experience of everyone being all the regal, he should watch everyone going up together, that's not enough. Says the Avnei Nezer, a person has to be able to feel three times a year and throughout his whole life that the whole world, Ha'aretz and Malo, belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing belongs to us. I have no problem leaving all my property. I have no problem, Sur Meira. He says, I have no problem. It's not just Aseh Tov. It's not just good enough to go and to see the glorious experience of Aliyah LeRegel and watch everyone do what they're doing. He says, that's not enough. I also have to be Sur Meira. I have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that I have no problem stepping away from everything I have, from detaching myself from everything in Olam Hazeh, and showing him that it belongs to him. Says Avnei Nezer, that's a very integral part. Kili Kal Aretz, it's a very important part of the entire experience of Aliyah LeRegel, that is not good enough just to go up. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer writes, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ches is very meduyik. The Gemara is right for learning out from this pasuk that we're going to be putter if we don't own Karka and Eretz Yisrael, because that's something that's a very important theme in the whole mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. It's not just a side point that we add in Derech Hafer. So that's all with regard to the first Teretz of Tosis, why a person who doesn't own Karka and Eretz Yisrael is putter. Second Teretz of Tosis is a little questionable as well. Mishnah Melech has a problem, but now let's focus on the third Teretz in the interest of time. So the Tosis gives a third Teretz, and that third Teretz, why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira not in Eretz Yisrael himself for Aliyah LeRegel? Why wasn't he there? I remember we had the story where the non-Jew was trying to eat from Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira set up this trick for him. He set up a trap, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was nowhere to be found. So Tosis' third answer that he gives is because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira lived in Chutz Laretz. Yeah, so therefore, so you see from here that someone who lives in Chutz Laretz is patur min Ariyah. So, asks the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Breich from Switzerland. So he has the following kasha. He says, we have a Mishnah Nadarm. Look at number Dalet. Says the Mishnah Nadarm, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Hanoder me'oli Yerushalayim. We have people who take all types of Nadarm. I don't want to have Hana from this. I don't want to have Hana from that. From this person, from that person, from this food, from that food. Says the Mishnah as follows. Let's say you have a person who takes a Nadar that he does not want to ever have Hana me'oli Yerushalayim, from those who go up to be Ola Regal in Yerushalayim. So what's the halacha? Who's included and who's not included? So what would you have said based on the third Teretz of Tosfos? People live in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Gemara should have said that if a person takes a nether hana, he doesn't want to have hana from a person who's other regel, so that should exclude someone who lives in Chutz Laretz. He's allowed to have hana from him, right? Because a person is putter if he lives in Chutz Laretz. Says the Mishnah, Aser be Yisrael, he's Aser to have hana from any Jewish person in the world, Mutter Bekusim, he's Mutter Davana from a non-Jew. Why? Because non-Jews are not Olaregel, and Jews are Olaregel. Says the Chalkos Yaakov, if Tosis is correct, that a person who lives in Chutz Laretz is Pater Min Ariyah, so then why does the Mishnah say over here that a person who takes a nether that he's never going to have Hana from someone who's Olaregel is not allowed to have Hana from any Jew in the world? What do you mean? The Jews in Chutz Laretz don't go to be Olaregel? So that's the Kasha of the Chalkos Yaakov. I think if that was the only Raya alone, that would obviously not be sufficient, because we find in Hilchas Nadarim very often that the Nadarim halacha achar lashem bnei adam. When it comes to Nadarim, it doesn't depend on what the Torah decided this means. In Nadarim, it all depends on what a person has in mind when he makes the nether. So what the question that the Mishnah is dealing with here is, when a person makes a nether that I'm not going to have anah from someone who goes up to Yerushalayim. So do I mean only the people in Eretz Yisrael, or do I mean the people in Chutz Laretz? This doesn't mean that that's what the Torah had in mind when it gave the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. The question is, what does the individual have in mind when he makes the nether? So that's why, if you're just going to bring a raya from Hilchos Nedarim, that might not be such a conclusive proof, because by Nedarim, a lot of times the rules are a little bit different. It depends solely on the individual himself. If you look in the Mishnah Melech Hilchos Karban Pesach, he's not sure exactly where the Tosfos has this mucker from. Where does the Tosfos come from to say that a person who lives in Chutz Laretz is Pater Min Ariyah? For the first Teretz of Tosfos, where Tosfos wrote, person who doesn't have karka, so for that we have a makar in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ches. But to tell me over here, anyone who lives in Chutz Laretz is going to be Pater, where does that come from? That's a very strange thing, and that's something that the Mishnah Melech cannot seem to understand. So there are Achronim that write the following raya to what Tosfos says, and that is,
quick clarification, so why is the Gemara Pesachim not a good raya for this? Omishin lo karka be'eretz so Pater Min Ariyah.
Someone doesn't own Karka in Eretz Yisrael. Right. No, so let's say I live in Chutz Laretz and I own property in Eretz Yisrael. So what's with that person? You're correct. We have a p'tur for someone who doesn't own Karka because you're not part of the Havtacha. But what's going to be with the person who lives in Chutz Laretz, right? We have nowadays all these types of people. A person who lives in Chutz Laretz, but he owns real estate in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you say about him? Is he Chai or Pater? Seems from Tosis he'll be Pater, but it's not so clear why that should be the case. Yeah.
If a person
So the Turi Evan does talk about that. It's a big discussion in the Achronim. Should we say this still? And we'll get to that in a few minutes when we talk about nowadays. What's the story with nowadays? We'll get this at some sefer. We'll see in a minute. So some Achronim bring the following raya to what Tosfos says. It's a very interesting raya from Tainus Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah in Tainus. We know that we generally wait to start asking for She'ela B'Berchus Hashanim, right? When do we start asking B'Sein Talamata L'Vracha? Till Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, right? Nowadays in America, we wait till December 4th, 5th. It's very unclear where that comes from. The Achronim have no idea where that Cheshvan came from. But in Eretz Yisrael, they wait till Zayin Cheshvan. Why does Klal Yisrael wait in Eretz Yisrael till Zayin Cheshvan? Where does that come from? Really, we know we start asking Masha B'Ruach already on Shmini Atzeres, so why do we wait to start asking in Berchus Hashanim until Zayin Cheshvan? So says the Mishnah in Tainus Daf Yud. Rabbi Gamliel says the reason why we wait is because this is number 5 on the source sheet, number Hey, is because we want to wait at Shiyachzeru Kol Oli Regalim L'Mekoman. Kedei Shelo Yered HaGeshem Kodem Shiyachzeru L'Beisam. We don't want that they should get drenched on their way back from Alila Regal. Here you have all these people who are being Meiser Nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Alila Regal, and now they're going to get soaked on their way home. They're going to get all their property is going to get ruined, all their wagons, all the people traveling with them, everything's going to get ruined. So therefore, says the Mishnah, that's why we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Once everyone's going to be home already, then we know that we can start asking for the rain, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to start giving it to us. But if we ask while the people are still traveling home, that's not going to be fair to them. So Ask the Achronim, if you're going to tell me that even people from Chutz La'aretz are also chayv to be Ola Regel, right? So we're not talking about nowadays when you have a plane and you could travel in one day. So we're talking about the days when you have a guy who's traveling all the way from America to get to Eretz Yisrael. So how long did it take then? I assume it took 6 months, no? At least. Something like that? 6 months to a year? So you have a guy who's traveling for a year to get to Eretz Yisrael to be Ola Regel. So what does it help? You're going to wait till Zayin Cheshvan. What do you mean? Why don't you wait till that guy gets home? Till we start asking for a She'ela Berchus Hashanah.
Why don't we ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, but the whole... What?
When we say the same Talmud, we're asking for rain in the entire world or every stop.
Sure, that's the Kash of the Achronim. That why nowadays do we wait till December 4th? That doesn't make sense. Nowadays that we live, Reb Chaim actually is quoted as saying that Reb Chaim used to say the same Talmud to the Recha all year long in Shema Kalainu. Because he said, now we live in countries where the rainy season is all year long. In Eretz Yisrael, the rainy season only starts after Sukkot, but in Chutz La'aretz, we have it all year. So Reb Chaim said, you should really say B'Sein Talamater all year long, Shema Kaleinu. Doesn't make sense what we do. Yeah?
Well, if you're saying it takes 6 months and he has a chiyuv, then he shouldn't leave anyway because he has to get back to the next.
Oh, so we'll get to that in 1 second. Very good. The Achronim do say what you're saying. We're going to say that in 1 second. The Sheilas Yavitz writes that. What? A month away, right. So I gave an extreme example, but let's say he's a month away, 2 months away, right? So what do you do in such a case? So they want to point out that it seems from this that a person can make the following conclusion, that obviously a person from Chutz La'aretz is not chayv to come and be Ola Regel, because from the fact that we only give a 2-week window to get home from Aliyah the Regel, it must be that that's the farthest place that a person will ever come up to be Ola Regel. Farther than that, a person wouldn't travel, because farther than that is Chutz La'aretz already. So that's the raya that some of the Achronim want to bring to where Tosfos got this from. Where does he come up with the idea that we should say that a person who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is Pater Min Ariya? Say the Achronim, maybe it's based on this Mishnah, why we wait until we start asking for rain in the rainy season. The Sheilas Yavetz writes like you say, and he writes the following. How can you tell me that a person who lives 6 months travel is chayv to be Ola Regel? It can't be. What do you mean? By the time he turns around, he has to come back already. We have a mitzvah in the Torah of Fanisa Babukav Alachta Lo Alecha, right? You have a mitzvah in the Torah that after your Ola Regel, you should go home, travel to where you need to go, and go back and do your work. So over here, the guy's not going to be able to do that. Like you said, he's going to travel back home. By the time he gets home, it's time to turn around again. So it can't be. Can't be that I have to spend my whole year being Ola Regel. I'm not allowed to have a job. I'm not allowed to live anywhere. I'm not allowed to have a family. I have to spend the whole year on the road. Can't be. So it must be that there's some sort of cutoff point. Says the Sheilas Yavetz. The cutoff point, he brings a whole bunch of rayas, but he says the cutoff point for where a person's mechuyev to come and be Ola Regel is a month's travel. That's the cutoff. Even if I live in Chutz La'aretz, says the Sheilas Yavetz, I'm also going to be chayv to be Ola Regel as long as I live within the radius of a month's travel, 1 month's travel. So that's what the Sheilas Yavetz writes, and based on this he says that the raya that the Achronim bring to Tosfos is not really conclusive, because the reason we wait 2 weeks is because most people who are coming to be Ola Regel are from a 2-week radius. You have a couple of people, a couple of stragglers who live within a month radius, and they're also going to come. So he says, we don't push off a bakasha and Berchus Hashanim just because of a couple of stragglers that are coming from a month radius in Chutz Laretz. But he says, obviously, we still do have a Chiyuv, not like Tosis, we do have a Chiyuv even if we live in Chutz Laretz. So that's just...
And then we have to clarify that, but we need a bit, that maybe it was a time of Melchama, and therefore there was a lack of time that it took to get around battlefield.
It was too far.
So therefore it took more than a month to get there.
Right, okay. Very good. It could be. It could be. It's a very good answer. You hear what he's saying? He says it could be the reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret didn't come is because it was more than a month's travel. It's correct. But that's only assuming that you like this suggestion of the Shelis Yaivitz, which is very questionable, that within a month's travel you're mechuyev to come to Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael per se. Fine, so that's just with regard to the background of a person who doesn't have karka and a person who doesn't have, who doesn't actually live in Eretz Yisrael, rather he lives in Chutz Laretz. Can we continue? Is that good with everyone? Everyone can leave whenever they want. But, okay, we're just getting started. So now let's get on to the next issue. Next issue is as follows. Is there a chiyuv to be all the regal bizman hazeh? So again, we just quoted the Mishnah in Tainus Daf Yud, where the Mishnah tells us that we have to wait 2 weeks until we start asking for she'elah and berachas hashanim, because we're concerned about the people who are going to get soaked, they're going to get rained on if we start asking right away as they're traveling home from aliyah l'regel. Says the Ran over there on the Gemara in Tainus. From this, it would seem that nowadays that we have no chiyuv to be all the regal, we should start asking right afterward. No, we should start asking she'elah and berachas hashanim right away on Shmini Atzeres, meaning the day after Shmini Atzeres, because we don't say the whole Shmona Esrei in Shmini Atzeres, but Matzi Shmini Atzeres right away. We should get up in shul and we should announce she'elah v'berachas hashanim. No, if anyone's ever been in Eretz Yisrael, you know that's not the case. We wait till Zayin Cheshvan. So why is that? Says the Ran, I don't understand. Nowadays that there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel because there's no Beis Hamikdash. So I can't understand for the life of me why we don't start saying she'elah v'berachas hashanim right away. Says the Ran, that it seems from some of the Rishonim that we actually do start saying it right away nowadays because that's the reason that we just said. The whole reason is not applicable anymore. But then the Ran, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ran, that no, that even la'achar Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it seems that there were communities that still waited to say She'elah b'Berachas Hashanim till Zayin Cheshvan. So the Ran is stuck. What's going on? Why do I wait till Zayin Cheshvan even though there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel? So says the Ran, it must be, you have to say another reason why we wait till Zayin Cheshvan to start asking for She'elah b'Berachas Hashanim. The Ran writes the following reason, that the Gemara, if you look carefully in the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara gives us a second reason why they used to wait. The more popular reason that we all know of is because we wanted to wait till everyone got home from aliyah l'regel. The second reason that the Gemara tells us is because the farmers have just started planting the seeds in the ground, and if right away there's going to be a downpour right after they start planting them, so all the crops are going to get ruined. You need to give them some time to soak into the ground. You need to give them some time to be acclimated into the new season. So that's why we wait another 2 weeks, says the Ran, Bizman Azeh, when there's no Ali the Regal, that's why we still wait another 2 weeks in order to start asking She'elah b'Berachas Hashanim. Strange. None of us ever heard of this reason, right? We all know the reason is because of Ali the Regal. So it's very strange that you're going to tell me that that's the reason why we wait Bizman Azeh. So let's look if there are any more rayas about this halacha. So says the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. A very interesting Gemara. Ma'aseh Ba'al HaMecha. There was a story with a person. Shehidras Ishta Milalas L'Regel. Here you have an individual who is very upset. Why is his wife being all the regal all the time? I want her staying home and cleaning the house. I want her taking care of the kids. I want her making money. She has a job. She's doing whatever she's doing. Why is it that every time, three times a year, she's going up to be all the regal? It says, Yirakol Zechurcha. Only the men have a chiyuv to be all the regal. Why is my wife going out of her way and giving up all the family duties in order to be all the regal? So he was very upset. So he takes another from his wife. If you dare to be all the regal again, I'm going to never ever have hanah from you, and you're not allowed to have hanah from me. Wow. So what happens? Avraal daita v'asa l'regel. Very determined woman. She decides, couldn't care less what the husband says. I have a mitzvah. I'm going to be ala regel anyway. Okay. So here we have a situation where you have a husband and wife living together. Husband made a nether. He's not going to have hanah from his wife if she's ala regel. And here she is. She comes back again from aliyah l'regel. And they're also to each other. She's not allowed to have hanah from him. She's not allowed to make him dinner. He's not allowed to have hanah from her. He can't make a living and give her the money. So what are you going to do? Now you're stuck. So says the Gemara, Balufnei Rabbi Yossi. So the couple's in a bind. So they come to Rabbi Yossi and ask him, what are they supposed to do? Amar lo, asked Rabbi Yossi to the husband, Ilu hayisa yodea, sho'overas al daitach, va'olu l'rego, klum hidrasa. If you knew that your wife wasn't going to listen to you, would you ever have made such a nether? Or were you just trying to threaten her to stay home? What was your real intent here? Did you have in mind that your wife is still going to be all the regal and you want her to be asura? Or did you just have in mind that, nah, I'm going to threaten her and maybe she'll be scared off and she won't go again. But if she actually goes, I don't really want to have hana taken away from her. So that was the question that Rabbi Yossi asked him. Said the husband, Amar lo lo, no way. Had I known that my wife was going to go, I never would have made a nether that I don't want to have anah from her, because that's outlandish, that's crazy. How can I say that I don't want to have anah from my wife? So, says Rabbi Yossi, hitir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, because you made such an assumption when you made the nether, I don't want that you should be usher to your wife for the rest of time. So therefore, obviously you didn't have this in mind, and you're going to be mutter to stay with your wife. Says the Maratzchias in the back of the Gemara. What do you mean? When did Rabbi Yossi live? Anyone know? Rabbi Yossi lived way after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So says Rabbi Yossi, obviously you see there was Aliyah LeRegel even after the Churban HaBayis. Right? Otherwise, what's going on here? What was the whole exchange between the husband and wife? Yeah. Very good, very good. So some of the Achronim, one second. So let's just absorb the question here. The Maratzchias writes, just Derech Agav, you see from this Gemara, very inconsequential Gemara, but you see from the Gemara that a person, even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, is still chayv to be Ol HaRegel. Right? That's what you see from the Gemara. Says the Yavetz, you're right on. The Yavetz, right over there on the spot, disagrees and says, what are you talking about? Number one, Nashem Ar Nachayav is an Ol HaRegel. So what's going on here? Why is she going anyway? She's not chayv. So you're going to say mitzvah seisha shazman grama nashim are allowed to volunteer to do it anyway. So maybe she was just volunteering, just like they always do. Maybe, okay, I don't know. But when you know your husband took a nether against you and you know the odds about what's going to happen if you don't listen to him, so is it worth it? It's worth it to volunteer for a mitzvah when you're really not chayiv and you know you're going to be usher to your husband for the rest of your life? Strange thing. So that's number one the Yavetz points out. Number two, he says, I find it hard to believe that there's really a mitzvah aliyah l'regel after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Yavetz, it must be what's going on is something else. We find the Gemara scattered all over the place. There's something called Shabbat de Rigla. There's something called that the Shabbos before every single major yontif, so the big Talmud Chacham in the city would get up and he would hold a big drasha and everyone would come to hear all about the Hilchos Yontif. So that's what must be the intention of our Gemara here. Says the Yavetz, the Gemara doesn't mean that he said you're not allowed to go be Ol HaRegel. All he was telling her was you're not allowed to go to the Shabbat of the Rigla. You're not allowed to go to the big Jewish of the Talmud Chacham. And that was always, all the communities had that. Shabbat Shuva, Shabbat Hagadah, we have such a thing. So the husband, for some reason, got a bug in his head that his wife is not allowed to go to the Shabbat of the Rigla, whatever it is. He didn't want her going to the Shir. For whatever reason. So that must be what this Gemara means, and says the Yavetz that the Maratzchias Hazraya is totally not a conclusive proof at all, because maybe that's what the Gemara means, and we don't see anything about Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh from this Gemara. Okay, so let's continue looking for another Raya. The Stechemet writes, when he's discussing Aliyah L'Regel, he brings the famous Medrash in Shir HaShirim, that's number Zion, that the Medrash tells us, Yisrael is Nimshalu L'Yona. Klal Yisrael is like a Yona. What does that mean, Klal Yisrael is like a Yona? Ma Yona zu afal pishem not lagoz la mitachtel. Even though you take the gozelos, you take the little birds from underneath the mother, ein manachas shovcha le'olam, the Yonah will always come back. Kach Yisrael afa pishachar beis hamigdash lo bitlu shalav shugalam. Even though the beis hamigdash was destroyed, zakti medrash and shir hashirim, still Klal Yisrael always will go back and be Ol HaRegel. That's what the Stechemet quotes. And the Tashbeitz, I mean, from that alone, you wouldn't see that it's a chiyuv. All you see is that we love Eretz Yisrael so much that we're still going to go because we want to, just like the Yonah. But the Tashbeitz writes it a little more clearly. The Tashbeitz writes in his tshuva, which is number ches, that since lo batla kedushas haaretz, we still have a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh. Okay, so that's an interesting shita of the Tashbeitz. That's what you find in the Medrash and Shir HaShirim as well. However, it should be pointed out that from the Rambam it seems clear that there is no chiyuv aliyah l'regel when there's no beis hamikdash. Let's look at number 9, that the Rambam writes in Parak Aleph, Beis HaBchir Halacha Aleph, mitzvahs esei lasos beis Hashem. We have a mitzvah essay to build a Beis HaMikdash. Mucham liyas makrivim o karbanos. We're supposed to bring karbanos on the Beis HaMikdash. V'chogigim eilav shalosh pa'amim bashana shenemar v'asulei mikdash. We have a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the major critical roles that the Beis HaMikdash plays in our lives is that we have to be Ol HaRegel 3 times a year. That's a part of having a Beis HaMikdash. If you look in the Rambam, he writes a little more clearly in Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Chaf. Do I have that here? Yeah, the Rambam writes, Hushat zivanu livnas Beis HaAvoda. Bo yiyah ha-hakrava. Right, we have a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, that's where we're supposed to be makav karbanos. So the elav yiyah ha-halicha v'ha-aliyah l'regel v'kibas b'chal hashana. In the Beis HaMikdash is where a person is b'chuyiv to come 3 times a year to be Ol HaRegel. Seems clear from the Rambam, and from many others as well. This the Noda Behuda already points out, these are not my finds, the Noda Behuda, Madura, Tanyana, or Achayim. He talks about this, which Rabbi Feiner, I heard, touched on this a little bit yesterday, about whether there's a chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabba b'regel, so the Noda B'Yehuda wants to put these two things together. Says the Nodi Behuda, Halacha Lemaisa, you see from this Rambam and from many other sources as well, that there really is no Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel once there's no Beis HaMikdash in place. That's what seems clear from this Rambam, and that would be the clear understanding for us nowadays as well. I found something interesting as well. If you look in Moed Katan Daf Ches, there's a very fascinating Raya. The Gemara says a very different type of context, but the Gemara says as follows. Maybe we won't read it inside. I'll just paraphrase what's going on. The Gemara says that if a person, Rahman al-Islam, passes away within 30 days before Yom Tov, so officially you're not allowed to have Hespedin. So nowadays, why we're not machmer on this is a very strange thing. Why we're not careful about this. We all have Hespedin within 30 days, so they want to say, well, Talmud Chacham Mefanav is a little different. Just like on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to be maspid, so maybe that. Not such a good heter, but we'll see in a minute exactly what the story is. You're not aliba the halacha. If you want to follow the strict Psak and Shulchan Aruch and the strict reading of this Gemara Moed Katan Daf Ches, it says as follows: a person is not allowed to have a hespid within 30 days before Yom Tov. Why not? So there's Machlekes Rab and Shmuel. Rab says the reason why I'm not allowed to have a hespid is because here I am. You look clearly at the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, because a person was kines mos lalos leregel. I've been saving up money for the last couple of months in my piggy bank in order that I should be able to be ol leregel with this money that I saved. And now, here, we're going to have a hespid within 30 days before Yom Tov. And all the money that I saved up to go and be ol leregel to pay for the trip, now I'm going to have to waste on the fancy maspid that I'm going to have to pay to use in order for my relative to have nice hespid. Back in the days, they used to have professionals who were professional maspidim. I don't know, nowadays we have professional singers, so then they had professional maspidim. So I'm concerned that I saved up money for the last couple of months in order to be able to be ol leregel, and now, here we come 30 days before Yom Tov, I'm going to have to go and pay a fancy maspid to come and be maspid my relative. I'm going to waste all my money, I'm not going to be able to be ol leregel. That's what Rab says. And Shmuel says, no, the reason for this is different, it's because ein ameis mishtakeach min halev, because if I'm going to listen to hespedim within 30 days of Yom Tov, so here, the whole Yom Tov, I'm going to be thinking about the hespedim, I'm going to be very sad. So therefore, he says you have to wait till after Yom Tov to have the Hespedim, because we don't want you thinking about it over the Simchas Yom Tov that you're going to be experiencing. Fine, so those are the 2 days in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. Says the Rosh over there. Let's look inside. The Rosh in number Yud Aleph says as follows. He quotes the Ritz Geis. Kiven de taima mishum aliyas haregel. Since the reason why I'm not allowed to have Hespedim within 30 days of Yom Tov is because I saved up all this money in order to be ol haregel, and now I'm going to waste it on the maspid. Says the Ritz Geis, nowadays when we don't have Aliyah L'Regel, Shari. Nowadays it should be Mutter. Ask the Ramban, which is quoted in the Rosh there. Im Kain, Lema Ikebe Naya Bezman Hazeh. Ask the Ramban, what are you talking about? Why doesn't the Gemara say, I'll tell you a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. A nafkamina should be Bezman Hazeh when we have no Aliyah L'Regel. Elo says the Ramban, no. The Gemara here does not mean that I saved up money in order for my trip to be ol haregel. All the Gemara means here is, either I saved up money for my trip to be ol haregel, or I saved up money for my Simchas Yom Tov. What do you mean? Yom Tov itself costs a lot of money. I have to buy chicken and meat, I have to buy all the salads and everything, I have to buy a sukkah and a lulav and esrog, dalet minim. So even if there's not Aliyah L'Regel Bezman Hazeh, I still have to save up money to buy everything I need. So therefore, says the Ramban, that's what the Gemara means. Be it as it may, whether you hold like the Ramban or the Ritz Geis that the Rush quotes here, so they're just having a technical machlokes, what does the Gemara mean here? When it says that I'm afraid that I'm not going to have money either for Aliyah L'Regel, or I'm not going to have money for Simchas Yom Tov. But it's clear, the underlying understanding of all the Rishonim in this sugya here is, what? That there's no chiyuv Aliyah L'Regel Bezman Hazeh. That's very clear. This raya, I don't know why, the Nadi Behuda does not quote. To me, I think this is the most compelling raya. You see so clearly from this whole discussion in the Rishonim that they all are understanding that there is no chiyuv Aliyah L'Regel Bezman Hazeh. Yeah. Okay, so that's with regard to that. So, it would seem clear that there is no chiyuv aliyah l'regel bezman hazeh. And now let's just go one step further. Is there a chiyuv to go dafka on your feet? Must a person walk? Or should we assume that he's even able nowadays? Who walks, right? No one walks anywhere. We don't walk down the block. So should we assume that we're allowed to drive nowadays? We're allowed to fly. What's the story with that? So if you look in Chagiga daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us as follows. The machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel says, Koshein yachol lechos biyado shalavi velalos mi Yerushalayim laharabayis, is pater from being ol haregel, shenemar shalosh regalim. Right? The Gemara tells us, Beis Hillel shita is, anyone who's not mature enough, who's not old enough to walk on his own from, he can hold his father's hand, but he has to be able to walk on his own 2 feet, from Yerushalayim to the harabayis, is not chayv in ol haregel. Why? Because the strict reading of the pasuk is shalosh regalim. You have to walk with your feet. It's a play on the words. So says Rashi, what does it mean What does Beis Hillel mean here? Pirush Rashi Haroi Lalos Beraglav Chayiv Akasev. Rashi writes, the only person who's chayiv to be all the regular is someone who is roi to walk on his feet. Someone who would have been able to walk on his feet. Now, you don't see from Rashi that you actually have to walk on your feet. All you see is that if you're not able to walk on your feet, then you're pater. But he doesn't say that a person who's able to walk has to walk. All Rashi says is that if you're able to walk, you're chayiv to get there, however you're going to go. However, if you look in the other Rishonim say a little clearer. One of them is the famous line of Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parsha Shmos. I do not at all have a Bekiyas in Rabbeinu Bechaya anywhere. I never look at them. But this one is quoted by the Stechemed and by many other Achronim. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya writes as follows. He says that the Medrash says, Shalosh Regalim Azhari LeYisrael Shelo Yalu Ela Beraglehem. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes that, quoting a Medrash in a Psikta Zutrusa, that we have an Azhara, Klal Yisrael has to be careful when they're being all the regal to actually go on their feet. Right, we have a pasuk that tells us that there is a special important reason why we're supposed to actually be going up with our own bare feet and we're not supposed to drive in a car. Ask the Achronim the following kasha. If you're going to tell me that we have an assumption that a person has to actually walk on his own feet, he's not allowed to drive, he's not allowed to fly, so please explain to me how to read this Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. Tana Rabbanu, Hayo Omed Chutz LeModiin. Let's say you have an individual who is outside of Modiin, right? That's, Modiin is a certain distance from Yerushalayim, Tesvav Mil. V'yachal Ikanes Besusim U'Befradim. And you're able to, right, by Erev Pesach, we assume a person who is from Modiin and out at Chatzos, right? A person who is, what do you call that? Whatever, from Modiin and out. I don't know how you would say that in a better way. If you're not within Modiin, and what, I don't know how to say it better. Everyone knows what I'm talking about?
Further.
What?
Further than.
Exactly. If you're further than Modiin, thank you. If you're further than Modiin from Yerushalayim, then we should assume that you're not going to be chayiv in Aliyah the Regal because it's too late already. Right? Now you're considered anonymous, you'll bring the Pesach Sheni. Fine. Says the Gemara as follows. What if a person is further than Modiin, like you said, but I'm able to quickly get into my horse, I'm quickly able to get into my car, and I could fly in my helicopter to Yerushalayim, and I'll be there within enough time to get there for Aliyah LeRegel. So, would you consider me an honest because I didn't hire a helicopter, because I didn't buy a car to do it, because I didn't get a horse to go run in? Or should we assume, no, I'm only Mechuyev, one second, you're right, because I'm not within Modiin, so it's too bad, and I have to walk with my own feet, and since it's not possible for me to get within Modiin by that amount of time, with my own bare feet, so therefore I'm not considered chayiv and I'm considered an anus. So that's the question that the Gemara has. Says the Gemara, Tamulomar v'derech v'haya v'hala haya v'derech. I was traveling, I tried my best, I wasn't able to get there with my own feet, so too bad, I'm not mechayiv to go rent a horse, not mechayiv to buy a car, I'm not mechayiv to rent a helicopter. So that's what the Gemara says. So, mechayiv, it's mevur from the Gemara, that if a person, I'm not mechayiv to do it, but let's say a person would have taken a car, would have taken a horse, I would be mekai me mitzvah. Right? That seems clear from the Gemara. So how can that be? Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes the Medrash, that a person mechuyev to go with his own 2 feet. So how could it be that the Gemara says over here, in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Dalet, that even if a person would have hired someone to drive him, or would have hired a helicopter to fly him there, he would have been mekayem his mitzvah. How could that be?
Maybe the last 5 minutes have to be.
Oh, exactly.
Aliyah
LeRegel. So that's the answer. The answer is, if you look clearly in the Mishnah and Chagiga, what does it say? Beis Hillel says, one second, Beis Hillel says, a person who's able to walk on his own 2 feet from where to where? What does it say?
Yushalayim.
From Yerushalayim to Harabayis. The mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel is to walk from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. But until there, to get to Yerushalayim, of course you can fly. What do you mean? Think I have to walk from New York? Let's say you assume there is a mitzvah in Chutz Laris, whatever it is. Think I have to walk all the way from here, walk across the, swim across the ocean, get there? What are you, crazy? Of course not. So the Achronim say, obviously the mitzvah is only from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis, but till Yerushalayim I could get there however I want to get there. Yeah.
I mean, also, isn't this Gemara just discussing isn't this Gemara halach and korban pesach and halach and aliyah
l'regel? Yeah, you're correct. But from here we learn the shir for aliyah l'regel. From here we learn how far tesva mil is, how far a person the shir for aliyah l'regel as well. You're correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're 100% right. So that's the simple answer, and if you look in the Mishnah Chagiga, it's so clear that that's the answer. Now, just a couple of last points to end off with. Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, like someone mentioned before, that maybe there is some sort of mitzvah kiyumis bizman hazeh, even if you want to say like all these bishonim that there is no mitzvah bizman hazeh to be al-regel, he says if a person volunteers Tigon Biyol Regel, maybe there is some sort of mitzvah. The Stechemed writes that, Asar Bavadi writes the same thing in the, not in the Yabi Omer, in the Yechavadas. So Rabbi Avadi writes in Yechavadas Chelek Aleph, I think it's Chavdalad or Chafei, I forgot. So he writes that obviously the minhag always was that Bnei Eretz Yisrael tried as much as they could to go see the Har HaBayis over Yantav at some point. Mishem Chibav Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, Rabbi Nevin Zal writes that he used to go with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman every Yantav and make sure they would at some point see the Ritzbas HaAzara. That many say that there's a chumra that a person should actually look at the floor of the Azara. It's not good enough just to go and look at the Kotel, it's not good enough to just go and see Har HaBayis. You have to actually look at the Ritzbas HaAzara. There's a fascinating chiddush by Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, who is the Rebbe of Yerushalayim, my father likes to quote. He has a threefold chiddush. Chiddush number one is that there's a mitzvah midiraisa of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh, which, as we said, is very questionable, but okay, naniach.
Who's the only one that holds it in the Tashkis, so far, we said, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, the Stechemet quotes, there are those. The only one who's. Yeah. The Tashbait says, I get from all the Rishonim, it seems clear that they don't agree with him. The Chassam Sofer has this tremendous chiddush that there's some mitzvah kiyumis. Seems that that's not the Pashtus, but there are many who say that there is some sort of Indian to still to go to show chibitz, migdash chibitz, or it's okay, but that's not a real mitzvah. That's just to have a nice feeling. That's just to visit the Shechina and show that we miss the Shechina. Okay. So Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger has a threefold chiddush. Chiddush number one is he holds as a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh Midaraisa. That's questionable number one. Number two, he has a second chiddush, which is that the chi of Aliyah L'Regel is not good enough to just go. You have to actually look at the Ritzbas HaAzara. Also not so clear. I would have said, as long as I go up to Eretz Yisrael, that's good enough. As long as I go up to Yerushalayim, I show myself in the Har HaBayis, that's good enough. Who said I have to actually look down at the Ritzbas HaAzara? That's a question in and of itself.
Do you know where the Ritzbas HaAzara is now, or we're not sure, right?
Yeah, so how are you even going to do it? I mean, you look at the Har HaBayis and you assume that you're seeing something. Whatever, not so clear. And it's not so easy to get a good look at the Har HaBayis nowadays either. So that's assumption number two. Assumption number three that he says is, since we know that a Suma is putter from Aliyah L'Regel, so he says that the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Suma, not only a person who's absolutely blind, even if you have a Suma, but Eino Achas, even if you have a Suma who's only blind in one eye, he's also putter from Aliyah L'Regel. So that the Gemara darshins, because Yira Yira, whatever it is, We have a p'tur why a suma would not be chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Very interesting. So says Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, now if you have an individual, he says the Rishonim right, excuse me, we're in the middle of a shir, if you have Aliyah L'Regel, for a person who's a suma be'enu achas is pater, correct? So that's a mefurish mishnah chagiga. But what if you have the Rishonim right? This is amazing to me. I'm sorry. Yes. Some Rishonim write that the reason why Suma Be'enu Achas is Pater is because Ein Riyasa Shlema. Because he's not able to see, and the Pasuk says, Yira Yira, he has to actually be able to see, right? It can't be that he's deficient in his eyesight. So, says Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, if nowadays I have an individual who is only able to see clearly through his glasses, says Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, you have to take off your glasses and look with your own eyes. And if you're not able to see, you're Pater. That's a Pella, that's the Chiddush number three there, Kiva Yosef Schlesinger writes.
So now this is all impossible, because you can't...
Everyone has glasses. See,
yeah.
What? And if you're gonna go on the top of wherever you're going to go to see, you're not going to see anything. Unless you're going to go right there, but you can't go there. So it's very hard to understand. This is the threefold Chiddush of Kiva Yosef Schlesinger. Oh, exactly, right. So I gave a shiur about this... Exactly. So I gave a shiur about this a few months ago about Kiddush Levana. So one interesting Kiddush is that the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva as follows. He says that by Chalitza we have a mitzvah to do Chalitza when you have the unfortunate circumstance when someone passes away without any children. So you have to do a Chalitza. So says the Shvus Yaakov, based off of Tosis and Yevamos. Tosis writes that if you have a Suma as one of the Dayanim, he's not going to be able to be a Kasher Adayin for Chalitza. Why? Because it says, she has to spit to the eyesight of this Kenim. They have to watch her, the Chachamim, who are on the Bezdin, have to actually see her spitting. Okay? So says the Shvus Yaakov, what if you have a Dayan nowadays who wears glasses? We have Chalitzas nowadays. I was at a Chalitza a few months ago. So we have a Chalitza nowadays. Do the Dayanim really have to take off their glasses? The Shvus Yaakov has a suffix about this. He comes out that it's lahakel la'ene azakenim doesn't mean mamish that they have to be able to see with their own eyes, but he has the exact same suffix. Many acharonim have these svegas all over the place. That's the question over here. The Chidon, the Brik Yosef writes the same thing, that even if there was a chiyuv b'zman hazeh aliyah l'regel, and even if we had to go from chutz l'aretz, and even if all the possibilities were true, would we be able to look at, and even if we had to look at the ritzbas hazara, which is also not so clear, would we be allowed to look with our glasses? So the answer is probably yes. One last beautiful point is as follows. The Gemara says in Makas Daf Yud that when it comes to an Ari Miklat, so we know that there was a mitzvah in the Torah, a special mitzvah, that a person is Hori B'shogeg has to go to an Ari Miklat, correct? So what is the halacha if you have that individual and he has no idea how to get there? Right? He has no clue how he's going to get there. So the Gemara tells us in Makas Daf Yud that the mitzvah is on the community that we have to put up signs all over the place to make sure that he knows exactly how to get to where he needs to get to. To make sure he knows how to get to the Ir Mikla. So asks the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, why is it that when it comes to Ari Mikla, the once in a million times that a person kills B'shogeg, whatever, once in 100 times, once a year that a person kills B'shogeg, why is it that we have a mitzvah to put up signs all over the place, but when it comes to Aliyah the Regal, we do it 3 times a year. I have no idea how to travel to Yerushalayim, I don't know how to drive. So why isn't there some sort of mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to put up signs all over the place that everyone should know exactly where they're going? So the Pashat HaTeretz is, I'm going to be traveling with a million people, with a billion people, so everyone knows where to go. I'll just follow the crowd. Yeah, so I'm going to tell you. So we dive, so start
but
walking this way.
It's your chutzah. What does that help? When you're next to show, you're diving into the
business. News?
You start walking in the direction, you're going to hit it. And then everybody starts going together, wherever you live. It's not so complicated.
I don't think that's so easy to get there.
No one says it's easy. I'm just saying, well, even if you're living alone, right, you start walking in the direction.
Right, so the simple answers are the following. Simple answer number one is, tons of people going, and to Ir Miklat, no one's going. Simple answer number two is, I did it so many times already, I know how to get there. Ir Miklat, it happens once in a life. So, you know, Chalila, but it should never happen, but it happens once in a lifetime, at most. So that's them. But the Chavetz Chaim says a beautiful teretz. He says the following. What's going to happen? You have someone who, Rahman al-Sultan, he kills B'shogeg, and he's so embarrassed about it, he feels so bad. So now he's going to start traveling. And he has to go stop and ask every person, oh, am I going the right way? Where's the Ir Mikla? Do I go this way, that way, right or left? Oh, yeah, who'd you kill? And how many kids did he have? And how fast were you driving? Oh, and you wrote, oh, and did you run a red? And how's the Almana? And how old was he? And they're going to ask a million questions. And how's your family? And who's being mefarnished them? And do they have, you know, money? Should we start a collection, a fund, an agency? It's terrible. The guy's going to be so embarrassed. He's embarrassed enough for what he did. So you know what? The Torah says we have Rachmanis on the Roseach B'shogeg. We're going to hang up signs. A mitzvah deraisa to hang up signs all over the place. Make sure he knows exactly where to go. When a person's being arla regal and he doesn't know where to go, adarabah, let him knock on every door. Let him be mefarshim in the fact that he's doing this beautiful mitzvah. Let him show the whole world exactly how to be mekayim the mitzvah. Let him show how far he's coming from. Someone's going to ask, oh, where'd you come from and how's the family? Amazing. It's even better. More kvod shemayim. Everyone's going to be so happy when they see how much the person invested in actually trying to be mekayim this mitzvah. Yehi ratzon that we should be zocha. I'm sorry we went over, but we should be zocha to actually be mekayim this mitzvah b'shleimusa, maybe this year, and we should have an unbelievable yontiv and a gemar chasima tova.